What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to Bears on Tap.
Duke, Brandon, and Lucas look forward to putting their meat on the table in 2021 and beyond.
Football is finally here. Like, it's officially here.
Football season is back, and we are here to cover it for you.
Obviously, we don't know if he's in quote-unquote football shape, but me personally, I think he's going to come out super rejuvenated and just absolutely eat people alive.
Okay, dude, you've been feeding us the same crap for 3 years now, going on 4. Like, until we actually see this, we need to stop giving Matt Nagy the benefit of doubt that it's just going to happen.
Listen, it's chicken or egg at this point.
We're back. I am all the way reeled in on this team. I don't know how they continue to do it, but Justin Fields is our quarterback, and there is nobody on God's green earth that can tell me anything otherwise that this team is not trending in the right direction.
We ain't leaving. We ain't leaving.
You're such a jack.
We ain't fucking leaving!
All right, what is going on, everyone, and welcome back to Bears on Tap. Today we are doing the post game for the Browns game. And, you know, you can go ahead and follow us at Bears on Tap or follow On Tap Sportsnet for all of your Chicago sports needs. I'm Lucas Perfetti. You can follow me at Lucas on Tap or follow that pod guy, Duke Coughlin, or Beat on 300, Mr. Brandon Suarez. Just a PSA at the beginning of this episode. This is our live episode. I try to be as positive as possible about this team. I try to, like, really have my head in the right place. And I just want to put a PSA at the top of the thing. A lot of people want to say, don't be negative about Nagy. Give him some time. Today, we are going to drag this bald motherfucker through the mud in a way that we had never had before. So if you're a Matt Nagy fan, if you don't want to hear negativity, this is not the show for you. Please subscribe. Come back next time. But I think we're all pretty furious at this point because – what we all feared the most in Justin Fields not getting a fair shot, Justin Fields not getting proper time to develop, Matt Nagy being such a fucking idiot that everyone called us truthers because we said Matt Nagy did nothing to help Mitchell Trubisky. You always got called a truther for that. But Justin Fields today looked like he never played a down of football at a big-time school like Ohio State. So that whole North Carolina argument, all that shit has gotten thrown out the window because today we saw one of the worst quarterback performances of all time as a Chicago Bears fan, and the bar is very fucking high for Bears fan with bad quarterback play. It was an awful display, and I put none of it on Justin Fields. I put 100% of it on Matt Nagy, but I guess I came in kind of hot. Gentlemen, how we doing?
Five quarterbacks. How many NFL head coaches have been given five quarterbacks? Let me toss some stats here for you. We got 6 first downs today. We were 1-for-11 on third down. We ran 42 total plays. We got 47 total yards from our offensive genius, from our quarterback guru, who has been given every single fucking quarterback he's wanted. I'm sorry. I'm trying really hard not to swear as much as I usually do, but I am so blown the fuck away that this guy still has a job in the NFL. How in the world are you going to sit there and defend a guy like Matt Nagy when he's been given one of the best quarterback prospects, if not the most talented quarterback prospect in Chicago Bears history? And like you said, Lucas, this is a guy who played at Ohio State. He's a guy who knows a pro system. He is a guy who knows how to move the sticks, move the chain. He knows how to score touchdowns. He knows how to move the football. Matt Nagy has found a way to ruin that. He has found a way to nerf the second most talented quarterback in this past draft. And, you know, I'm going to say that for a fact because Zach Wilson's proven he's garbage. You know, we haven't seen Trey Lance yet. Mac Jones is Mac Jones. Like, this is one of the best quarterbacks in the draft. We had him fall to us because we were lucky, because Matt Nagy is lucky. And 47 total fucking yards. We let our franchise quarterback get sacked 9 times. Anybody, hey, shout out to anybody who said that this offensive line is a huge upgrade from last year because we don't have Charles Leno or Bobby Massey. You look like a fucking moron today. I'm sorry. I am just blown away. So terrible in one single game. Go ahead, Vito.
I'm just defeated. It's just deplorable to watch the offense be so inconsistent and, like,
in the first half, you could tell, like, all right, Matt Nagy, he has that giant play calling sheet, but he's really just using, like, that much. And, like, he doesn't have the offensive line that can block a soul today. I think that the Browns broke a record, I think, for most sacks.
No, it's like, the most since 2015. Yeah, they're talking about something. How the most was 11 and 9 is the most since 2015. And you forget that the Browns defense was fucking struggling before they met the Bears offense.
But they have players, though, dude. They have. It's just they weren't playing up to par. But the thing is, like, we played right into their hands. And even on plays where, you know, you have Justin Fields running, whether he was told to run out of bounds or always slide, like, there's some plays that I know, like, it just didn't look like the Justin Fields that I've watched. And I watched a lot of college football. I watched the most college football out of all of us, I would say. But he didn't look comfortable out there. You can tell the play calling was kind of toned back. You didn't see really too many shots. And even when there was deeper passes down the field, the receivers weren't catching the ball. And then on top of that, it's like, how many times are you going to ask your defense to fucking make a stop? And they made plenty of stops in the first half. And it's like, if you can just play, I'm going to use the C word right here, complimentary football, and just give some drive continuity or, like, extend drives. Maybe fucking score some points. That'd be pretty cool and tough, right? Like, let's score some points. Usually whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins. For whatever reason, like, this gave me, like, big, like, FCS, FBS vibes. Like, let's give them a strong first half. Let's show our fans that we care. Let's at least give them, like, our best pop. And then, like, the wheels just fell off. Like, it was fucking terrible. I couldn't even watch in the second half.
Hey, Beatdown, I actually want to give you a lot of credit, a ton of credit for being the level-headed one out of all of us, because usually it's the other way around, and I appreciate you for coming in and softening this up a little bit, because
it just, like, fuck, dude, like, I want to be – I am pissed, like, don't get me wrong, because this was a very winnable game, but, like –
that's the problem. It was extremely winnable, and you hit on a couple really good points that I want to highlight on. First, Justin Fields was uncomfortable, but I want to backtrack on why he was uncomfortable. You even hear Greg Olsen. It's so funny because when you see, like, whoever's new in the booth for our Sunday game, they're always asking the same questions. Like, why aren't you doing anything to help this kid out? Why don't you give him some easy completions over the middle to start the game, to get his confidence going, to get everyone rolling? Matt Nagy does not know how to get somebody in a fucking zone. He does not know how to get somebody started. He doesn't know how to get people going. That's the biggest problem there.
And they talked about it on the broadcast, too.
You think about it, too. The defense looked unbelievable. Robert Quinn, to be positive, looked like the guy that we signed him to be. He looks exactly like that $14 million a year pass rusher. He looks like – dude, he looked like he did when he was on Dallas that second year. The reason why we signed him, beating – you know, taking advantage of his one-on-one matchups, having an elite speed rush. He looked fantastic today. Roquan Smith also looked fantastic today. The defense as a whole looked fantastic today. But when your time of possession – I remember going into the – I think the first half, the Browns had about 70% of the time of possession. But if you look at it, the Browns out-possessed the Bears 39-34 to 20-26. So the Bears defense essentially played two games worth of snaps. And I knew it was going to happen. That's what bothers me. Baker Mayfield didn't do anything fucking impressive. Okay. The defensive line looked really good for the Browns, but we stopped the run early very well. They could not run the ball. You get that fourth down stop. You get a nice pop by David Montgomery for like 14 yards to start the game. You go ahead and fuck it up by getting to third and two and running a bullshit, cute little pitch play or whatever it was. I don't even know.
Run the read option.
Run anything other than going fucking backwards when you're on the brink of being on the outside of field goal territory. Think about it, not even from a trying to get a first down perspective, but just from staying into a play that goes backwards first has a higher potential to go for a fucking loss if your line gets blown up than one that's moving forward. So you think about it, it could have taken them out of fucking field goal range. Thank God David Montgomery's a monster, and he showed that on display. We got away from David Montgomery very quickly. There were many, many things wrong with this game. The Bears could not protect Justin Fields, but Justin Fields was fucking rattled from the beginning because we could not get him comfortable. We could not get him going. And unfortunately, we told you on this podcast, Matt Nagy was not the guy to do this job, and it is a sitting duck, lame duck fucking year for Justin Fields' development. And I think realistically, it would be very, very unheard of for Matt Nagy to get fired. But if there's no better case than today. I mean, Matt Nagy is trending and it's all fucking bad. If you look at the offensive drives just alone, okay, you start on your own 47. It's a five-play drive, 24 yards and a field goal. Own 31, three plays, minus 1 yards and a punt. Own 23, three plays, minus 9 yards and a punt. Own 19, five plays, 19 yards and a punt. Own 10, one play, 4 yards, half. Own 25, three plays, negative 8 yards and a punt. Own 23, 3 yards, negative 1 yards and a punt. And if you're not seeing the common trend, it's that the Bears' offense fucking sucks, and it always has with Matt Nagy, and it will not improve with Matt Nagy. It's just that simple. You can do well with Andy Dalton against the fucking Bengals. That's fine. The Bengals are not a great team defensively.
So there's a couple things that now that I've kind of taken a second to calm down a little bit, Lucas made a lot of really good points there. The biggest thing that kind of bothers me with how the offense went today, if I'm being specific and not just painting it as Matt Nagy sucks, because it is easy, dude. I could sit here for like an hour and just talk about how much Matt Nagy's like the worst head coach in the history. But what bothered me the most had to have been not establishing the run, yet insisting on sticking with play action, insisting on sticking in the pocket. Like, and don't get me wrong, I have no problem with running the RPO, but if you're hitting a point where the other team isn't going to think you're going to run, you're wasting 1.5 seconds in the fucking pocket for Justin Fields, who is already having a hard time finding time in the pocket as it is. So really, Matt Nagy was not doing anything to help out his young quarterback today. You know, getting sacked 9 times, obviously that's going to reflect bad on the offensive line. But dude, we ran the ball 13 times, and this was a one-score game for a good portion
of it. For a fucking majority of it. Dude, going into the third quarter, we had negative passing yards. I like, that's unheard of.
Yeah, and that's because of how much he was getting sacked. Like, and I think the play that encapsulated where I knew we were toast with the game plan we were running for the day was on the 2nd and 1 when we decided to throw the football instead of running the ball. Like, even if that fails on the third, even if that fails and you go to another 3rd and 1, is that not a better chance than putting the ball in the air for your quarterback who is running for his life? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. You have David Montgomery in the backfield, and you want to know what happened? The Matt Nagy special happened after that play got called. We threw a pass on 2nd and 1. We got a false start, so we went to 3rd and 6, which forced us to try to throw the ball past the chains more than 5 yards, which was just not happening today. You know, and it just this whole idea that this scheme gets wide receivers open, it falls flat, especially when you play a team with a good secondary like the Cleveland Browns have. Like, I mean, dude, we can't take anything away from guys like Denzel Ward and Greedy Williams, dude. They had our number today, but we didn't even give our guys a chance. Like, the only time this offense looked halfway decent, and I hate it because it just drives this narrative that Justin Fields is only a running quarterback, which is a terrible narrative, by the way. But the only time we had this offense rolling at all was when Justin Fields was running and extending plays outside of what the normal play would be and having wide receivers make plays on their own. I know it ended up being an interception that got called back on a pass interference, but that ball, like that setup to Mooney was beautiful.
That was the best play of the game.
The ball wasn't there, dude. And that was straight up Fields on the run, setting something up with his hands like, hey, dude, go here. And that right there shows as a rookie quarterback that he's already doing this. I touched on this earlier in the week after those Cole Kmet comments came out about kind of the play in the sand that he was talking about with Justin Fields. You know, you always have that second play in backyard football. When we're continuing this with
I think he's having some technical difficulties here, but B-Don, you can go ahead and jump in.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the worst type of game to have to judge. You can't judge anything off this game. Justin Fields wasn't even given like the opportunity to really do anything. They didn't really stretch the ball down the field, and again, when the line doesn't block, which some people were like, granted, I'll say it, Fields didn't look good even when the line did block. Like, it just overall wasn't.
He was rattled, dude. He was fucking rattled anytime he had time. He had happy feet the whole time. Makes you wonder, I mean, a lot of the same criticisms Mitch would get, Justin Fields would get after this game.
That's all I kept thinking.
Holding onto the ball too long, all that shit. I mean, like, and he was holding onto the ball too long, but no one's open.
He had to have been seeing ghosts out there. He literally couldn't even fucking breathe without a Browns player being down his throat. And like, luckily this one's over, but we have plenty of other matchups this season that are going to be like this against quality teams like the Browns, and it's going to make for a long season. And if you look at it like this, obviously Andy Dalton is going to come back to being our starting quarterback whenever that date comes. I'm willing to put any amount of money on that because Matt Nagy is an idiot, because he's going to say, oh, well, we gave Fields a shot and he didn't do his thing. So now, you know what I'm saying? That's how dumb this guy is. I'm starting to get a little angry that we talk about it. But you can't expect him to do his best if you're calling a game with training wheels, if you're calling a limited play call. And then, too, if your line can't block, you really have no way to judge what's going on. And in my opinion, I would rather see Andy Dalton or Nick Foles be taking 9 sacks than Justin Fields, someone that we traded our first round draft pick for next year and are going to be looking to hit another on the other late round picks and hopefully our second. But we traded a first round pick for this guy. We're all in. You have to protect him. And throwing him to the Wolves first game, obviously I know Andy Dalton was hurt against the Browns, and not having a better protection plan with backs, with tight ends, with chipping and
they
stuff.
They pointed out that they didn't see Myles Garrett get chipped one time. He's going against Jason Peters, who's fucking 97 years old, who plays well, but he needs some fucking help. Like,
you have to have like full house and, like, you know, you got to run like 11.
Max protect two fucking routes. Have one guy get open. Let Justin Fields fucking scramble, break the pocket, and then make something happen with his feet if no one's open.
They were losing 4 against 5 rather often.
Just getting their shit rocked in.
And then when they were blitzing, they were blitzing on third down. It was like, here comes an automatic sack. Like every single time they were dialing, not every single time, I'm being dramatic, but a lot of times they were dialing up blitzes on third down, and a lot of times they were getting home.
Well, and think about that last sack he took on 4th and 10. Why the fuck, like, why don't you punt it there? You have no chance of winning. What are you developing there? The only thing you're doing is opening the fucking floodgates for this kid to get cracked for the 9th fucking time. It's actually insane when you think about how stupid Matt Nagy is and how much they are botching this whole process.
Well, and even take this. If you look at the numbers and the way the game was going, settling for the field goal. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's terrible. Matt, yeah. Nate.
If you can't get those yards, you don't deserve to win the game. So you'll know your answer right then and there.
Yeah.
But if you don't try, you won't know.
Exactly. And if you think about it, too, Nick Foles, I know you mentioned him taking the hits, but Nick Foles got caught on camera saying this offense just isn't working. No shit. That's probably why they traded for Andy Dalton.
Nick Foles has never been afraid to speak his mind, and that's what I love about him.
No, it's because he's got a fucking hog.
Yeah, and Nick Foles gets it. Nick Foles has ran this type of offense, and he sees that it's being ran wrong. Like, people can try to defend the scheme all they want. They can't defend that Matt Nagy can't run this scheme. And it's been proven time and time again, dude. I was going to bring up that point about, you know, Nick Foles on the sidelines, but that says it all, man. Like, that's a quarterback that was handpicked to come here for fucking Matt Nagy. And it didn't look like Andy Dalton was disagreeing with him. It looked like Andy Dalton was trying to cover his mouth and trying to have a similar conversation. Nick Foles doesn't give a shit. Like you guys said, he got a hog down there. I mean, he has no problem. That's like him saying in the preseason that he wasn't given the opportunity to succeed, you know?
Watch fucking Nick Foles gets cut tomorrow. Watch. That would be so funny.
He'll get elevated to the starter so that he could take all the shots.
It would be so on par.
It's just sickening, dude.
Sacrificial lamb. And the thing is, too, is like I called you after the first quarter. Now, obviously, we're Jagoffs, and we think we're going to win every single game. Like, that was a very good first quarter. They finished the half strong on defense. And it looks like the flashes that we've seen, it looks like the offense from even way beyond last year's past. Like, some of the worst offense, if not the worst offensive play that I've seen in an individual football game that I've ever watched. Like, it was
this terrible.
41 plays, 47 yards, right? Yeah. But let me just jump in here real quick about the Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace thing, because I've seen a lot of people talking about how Ryan Pace – like, that's kind of the fallback now, because before it was the quarterbacks, the offensive line, whatever. Now it's Ryan Pace. And don't get me wrong, I think this – offense, this team in general has deteriorated, but this team has been in every single game and they find a way to lose it at the end or find a way to just completely unravel. And to me, that's a complete indictment on coaching. This roster was good enough to compete with the Cleveland Browns. They are not as good as the Cleveland Browns roster, but they were good enough to fucking compete with them. Beat on, just let me finish real quick. They were good enough to compete with the Browns roster. To me, Ryan Pace is not pardoned from anything because he could take his stupid chiseled fucking jaw and big biceps. If he's willing to die with Matt Nagy, then let him die on the sword with him. I don't give a flying fuck. But I think realistically, it's very clearly indicating that Matt Nagy is the issue. It's been a constant issue. How many quarterbacks, like you said, you get five different quarterbacks, keep rolling through this Rolodex of fucking guys that you can make your fall guy, whether it's coaches, this, that. The Bears need to step up to the plate. We need Bears fans to actually come up and be as crazy as they are. You need to tag the Chicago Bears and all the crazy shit you say the way that you do things, because the feet need to be put to the fire, because now I'm worried for Justin Fields' development. I thought he was damn near unbreakable prospect, but now we see exactly how rattled you can get in the NFL when you're going against guys like Myles Garrett and the overrated Jadeveon Clowney coming at you full fucking force, and you don't have anyone blocking for you. You don't have your coordinator protecting you in any way, shape, or form. You don't have these big-time pass rushers getting chipped by a running back coming out of the backfield, or a tight end even lined up in front of them to slow them down. It's disgusting what's happening, and Matt Nagy does not deserve a job. If Matt Nagy were getting paid commission based on his production, he would fucking owe the Bears money at this point.
He would be sleeping underneath his desk. He wouldn't have a home. I just saw a tweet that a friend sent to me, and Justin Tucker made a field goal that was 19 yards longer than we got on offense today. So that's just the current state of the Chicago Bears. I don't even know who we play next week. I know we're talking about the Browns, but like, I'm now just scared.
I think we got the Lions and someone else in the next.
Yeah, game. and the Lions were the victim of that 66 yarder. They thought they had the game in the bag. So the Lions are no longer, in my eyes, two free victories. That's a fucking gritty team, and like we probably all knew we weren't going to win today. But in a game like this, obviously the NFL isn't like a moral sport victory. But you wanted to see Fields play better. You wanted to see this offense be worth the shit. The defense. Like, obviously, they're not going to get an A performance from me. They really fell off in the second half. But after trying to tackle and be out there for 40 minutes, I think that's going to happen to anyone. Like, you could ask any starting 11 on any defense. 40 minutes is going to be a tough game for them come quarters 3 and 4, especially trying to tackle guys like Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Well, dude, and listen, I want to make sure that we get this completely clear, because I already know that we're going to get later in the week and people are going to watch back on the film and they're going to start pointing the blame at the defense, man. I don't want to hear it. Like, the defense had 5 sacks on Baker Mayfield, and we controlled a very talented Cleveland offense for most of this game. Like, the defense willed their way to keep us in this game. Like, we got killed. They were on the field, like you said, Lucas, earlier, for 40 minutes. Like, that's not a winning strategy for any defense. Like, I don't care if this is the 2018 fucking Bears and they're the top 5 defense in the league. If they're on the field for 40 minutes, we're still having these types of fucking issues.
You don't have a shot.
We don't. And, like, dude, you have guys like Roquan Smith, who was playing with his head on fire today. Like, early on, he was setting the tone on defense. You got Khalil Mack and Robert Quinn just going at it. Mario Williams showing how valuable he is to this team and why he got a new contract. Like, this team was rolling. Even Akeem Hicks was going in there and having some grown-ass man tackles. Kyrus Tonga was getting it going today. Yeah. Angelo Blackson, dude, everyone was playing well today. Jalen Johnson, he had some issues with Odell every once in a while, but that's going to happen. He still had an interception that, God, I just wish he would have got his feet down. Like, it was a beautiful play. But, yeah, dude, I don't want to see any blame on the defense, dude. When your offense gives you 47 yards and they only give you 20 minutes on the field, like,
and they're giving you a minute and 20 breaks in between fucking going in and out of
Sean Desai doesn't even have enough time to call a true defensive, like, adjustment huddle on the sideline to get his players ready.
Because no.
They're right back out there, and especially the ones that are on punt team.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. Like, it's bad. That Kyrus Tonga penalty I thought was dog shit, too. Like, what he's penalized for being 340 pounds and –
both ways, there was some ticky-tacky calls, but honestly, like, I think that's just like the current state of officiating, whether it be college or the NFL, and it's, I don't know, I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
Oh, like the.
I think he's trying to talk about one of the roughing the passers, probably. Yeah.
I don't know. He's having technical difficulties, but do you have anything?
If you couldn't tell, Duke's on a spaceship directly above Kankakee
right now.
He's in the lavatory.
No, but do you guys have any closing thoughts? I think we we're just going to keep digressing about how much of a fucking fraud Matt Nagy is.
I mean, this is – if there was never a rock bottom before, especially considering how promising stuff looked last week, especially offensively, this has to be one of the biggest rock bottoms of the Matt Nagy era. And, like, that press conference, I really hope they give it to him because he is an absolute sack. Like, I hate him. I try not to be – like you, Lucas, I try to be positive. I woke up today thinking there was some way to win a football game, and it looked like that was apparent.
I had 25 bucks on the Bears' money line.
Yeah.
Right after I saw the way their defense was playing, I'm like, let's go. We're fucking winning.
Yeah, the defense came to play. I am simply, like, speechless after seeing just the way it unraveled and how it happened because there was no reason why they shouldn't have been able to at least stay in that game. Obviously, they do that for a good majority of every game, like in the first half. And then we see, oh, the Bears lost by 21. They must have got smoked. No, Matt Nagy just happened in the second half. And that's simply what happened.
Yeah, I mean, the way I feel about it, man, and I guess this will just kind of sum it up, is this Matt Nagy is who we thought he was. Like, if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know exactly what we're talking about. We've been sitting here beating this Matt Nagy drum. Like, I'm pissed. Like, I'm still pretty mad. Not as mad as when we started recording because we got it out a little bit. But are we surprised? Like, is this surprising? Like, is this not exactly what we thought Matt Nagy was going to
do? It's what we predicted. But Justin Fields gave you that hope factor. And and it was ripped from our fucking hearts.
Hope is a powerful drug, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it's disappointing. But this is why we were calling people out all offseason who were trying to defend this guy and trying to act like everything was going to be all like all sorts
the
of
Shanahan comparisons were gold.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Comparing him to one of the best OCs in the fucking league, like Daniel gold.
Daniel Greenberg just tweeted that Matt Nagy didn't commit to Justin Fields starting the next game. Nagy said Fields hurt his hand late in the game.
Yeah, probably on that last fucking sack. Probably on that last fucking sack. So that's probably
well, at a certain point, I was expecting to see Foles. I was like, okay, like they put their backups into the reverse end of that spectrum. Is like, dude, if someone gets hurt right now in this time of the game when it's out of it, then that's a fireable offense.
If Justin Fields got hurt in that last series when they were fucking down and out of the game,
they should just leave him in Cleveland. Like his head looks like a bowl of Skyline chili. That bald fuck.
Yeah, that just registered. I was just thinking about all right. On that note, we're closing out.
Shit.
That's all we needed. That's all we needed. We're Bears on Tap. Go ahead and follow us at Bears on Tap or follow On Tap Sports. And then for all of your Chicago sports needs, I'm Lucas Perfetti. You can follow me at Lucas on Tap. Also follow BDon300, Mr. Skyline Chili, Brandon Suarez, and that pod guy, Duke Coughlin. We love you guys and Bear Down.
Bear Down.
Bear Down.